Right now, we're going to bring in Pat Pagano, and we're going to listen to a forecast that is it suits the holiday season, and it might even get better than suiting the holiday season. And I don't mean by snowing. I mean by getting a little warmer eventually.
Holiday season.
Why is that coming through there again? I can't believe it. Hang in there, Pat. I got to find out what's going on here. Got to find out what's going on here. Let me down out of this. And go to here. That's what happened. Now I should be fine. Hang on a second. Now I've got to come back here. Are you there, Pat?
I'm here.
Yeah, I had the playback of our video, for some reason, channeled to that computer.
Oh.
And it's confusing enough to hear me talk in person, never mind 5 seconds later.
I've been having tons of problems all morning long, by the way.
Well, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I guess, they had a big problem yesterday too, right?
Yep, and you know what happened yesterday before we get to the weather? I'm sorry, folks, you're going to sit on the edge of your chair for a minute. I had an appointment at the hospital for a blood draw and another test.
Okay.
And I even got a call yesterday saying your appointment is at 4 o'clock. Make sure you get there 15 to 20 minutes early. So now I've got used the crutches because my right knee is just really terrible. So I actually walk in. It takes me about 15 minutes to walk from my car to get in. And I'm sitting there and I register. And all of a sudden, I hear some woman talk to a guard, say, "Is that Marshall Miles?" So he said, "Yes." So she comes over to me. She said, "Your appointment was at 3 o'clock. We close at 3:30. I said, "Well, you know, I'll play it for you, but I'm telling you, my appointment they set up was 4 o'clock. And I said, "I'm telling you, I just walked in here, and it's a trial to walk in here. It's a trial to leave." She goes, "Well, there's nothing I can do. The lab is closed." But at that point, a lab technician came around the corner and heard it and said, "That's okay. We're still here. We'll take Mr. Miles in."
Wow.
So I went in, and they stayed an extra, I'll say, 25, 30 minutes, got the lab test done, and then went home. But just getting in and out of the hospital, once again, it makes me very tired. But I thought that was, you know, bad in one thing. The scheduling, that they don't do it at the Sharon Hospital anymore. It's owned by Nuvance. They do it out of Wappingers Falls. So I've had a couple screwy things on the scheduling ever since that happened. But to have the lab technicians stay after and get what I had to get done, it was just unbelievable. It was just terrific. So thank you to the Sharon Hospital lab. Here we go.
There you go. That was great. Yeah. That was great.
That was good.
Well, I'll tell you, Marshall, there's very, very light snow across almost all of New York State, except when you get down to the Hudson Valley. Mm-hmm. There's not much. So I hit the forecast very lightly with today's snowfall. I don't want anybody to think that they're going to be, traveling in inches of snow, because it's not going to be the case. So we'll have clouds, snow showers, highs 35 to 40. I'd be very surprised if we got an inch of accumulation, but, you know, maybe some of the higher elevations. It'll clear out tonight. We'll be in the mid-20s. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, 40. Friday, cloudy. Could be a light wintry mix, mainly in the morning. Then in the afternoon, if the sun breaks out, 35 to 40 will go into the 40s. That's only part one, because cloudy with showers on Saturday, I said mid-50s. I'm thinking right now it could go into the 60s on Saturday and then back to the 40s and partly sunny on Sunday. How do you like that?
Well, what it does is it's bringing us a mud season early.
Yeah.
Because the ground gets hard, and then when it gets cold, and then when you get the rain, it's saturated, and so there's a mud. So we're getting an early mud season.
It just, you know, the weather is about as whacked up as the internet is this morning. And you know, no doubt heard all the problems it caused yesterday, right?
No.
Oh, Amazon. Oh, all the big companies, everything. Oh, it was a mess, a big mess. I'm surprised you didn't hear about that.
Well, I wasn't on the internet yesterday. So and like I said, I don't watch news on TV. I watch I stream shows. I was completely in the dark.
Yeah, well, so were a lot of people yesterday, and some of it's carrying over today. I know I had a problem this morning with my email carrier. I kept getting that error message that you're timed out, yeah. Your service timed out. And I'm thinking, well, what am I possibly going to do? And then I waited about an hour, and it just fixed itself. So, but people have been telling me all over the place, FTP sites are not working, and, you know. And so it's been interesting, to say the least. Maybe it's because there's too many people shopping. What do you think?
I don't know. I think the internet is one of those things that, as secure as these companies want to say it is, it's not. I think people just go in there and disrupt it for whatever reason they want. All anybody has to do is find out what building houses major servers for different sections of the country, and do some damage there. So that's why we don't store any of our stuff off site. We have our own internal storage here. We have now almost 10 trigger storage, and everything we do, we store on that, because all these companies just, you know, there's too many breakdowns.
Just too many. Yeah, you're right.
So,
yes. And I wanted to go ahead, and I think this is really kind of bizarre because we're going ahead 15 days, but the computer model, the GFS, is one of the only models that go out to 15 days. And right now, 15 days brings us to Christmas Eve on Friday. Mm-hmm. And I just want to, because we'll every few days we'll look at this just to see how it changes, because you watch how it changes. But as of now, they are showing high pressure north of the Great Lakes. And for us on Friday, Christmas Eve, they are showing fair skies and, let's call it, normally cold weather. You know, somewhere in the 30s.
Yeah.
Precip-wise, there is a storm in the Gulf States, and they have snow and ice in the southern Appalachians and in the Tennessee Valley. So you would think, looking at that, with the high north of the Great Lakes, and that high is moving toward New England, all of that in the southeast is going to get suppressed to our south. You would think, but the model doesn't go that far. However, just keep that in mind. We're fair skies, we're seasonably cold Christmas Eve, all the precip is down south from the Carolinas. And we will update that, and I'll show you how much that will change as we go, not only through this week, but next week. You watch.
Oh, it'll change.
Because it's ridiculous. Where they put lows, turns out to be highs. Where they put highs, turns out to be lows. It's not even close. Not even close.
Now, when do the other models chime in on this?
Well, the other models are only available. Most of those other models only available 10 days. The GFS is out to 15. So we can't compare them to any other models right now because none of the other models go out that far.
Well, even 10 days, they're not. That's a long time.
That's a long time. And anything can happen, right? Anything can happen. But that really is about it. I can't tell you. I started watching last night. What was the show? They did it live with Norman Lear last night.
Oh, it was one of those sitcoms.
Yeah, there were two of them. Yeah. I didn't watch the second one. I watched the first one. And the actors were good. The plot, very weak. I love the set. I love, every time they went to a commercial, there was a camera that lets you see the audience and the cameraman and the sets, how they were made. I was more into that than anything else. What is it? The facts of life. Huh. The facts of life. And then at the end, they showed four of the real stars today. So it was real nice they were on the set. But that was it. After that, I said, it's time for me to go to sleep. I went to sleep.
I had seen the promos for that, and I didn't watch that show when it was on, so I wasn't going to watch a live version of it.
Good point. Neither did I. I vaguely remember seeing it, but I wasn't a fan.
What I do like is when NBC does those productions, like when they did Jesus Christ Superstar and stuff like that, and they do the production straight through. That I enjoy.
Yeah, they haven't done that. Remember the Derek from Dancing with the Stars was in one of them.
Yep.
It may have been Greece.
Yeah.
Remember they did Grease live?
Yeah. I like watching those. The only thing I didn't like was they had that young star on in Jesus Christ Superstar, and every time he came on stage, all the young girls screamed and hoot and hollered and stuff like that. But I like seeing it live. I like seeing those things live, but I'm not going to watch 20-year-old sitcoms live.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, Pat, so we've got traditional holiday weather right now, and it might warm up, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, changes on the way, but nothing big. So I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Pat, take care.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.